101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It is 919. Good morning. 54 degrees in downtown Wadena. And we get the honor, as we do every Tuesday morning, of talking with Lisa Anderson. She's the director over at the Maslowski Wellness and Research Center in Wadena. Hey, Lisa, joining us live in studio this morning. How's it going?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. So things are getting kind of into that fall routine over at the Maz?
Yes, they are. It's awfully busy, especially after school time. The school uses the gym. And then, like you said, the people are getting back in to the swing of things, coming in to get a workout in typically around 5-6 o'clock in the evening.
Sure. And so there's a couple other things going on at the Maz. I know there's an event called Celebrate Silver that you want to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. So Celebrate Silver is basically an event for seniors. It's open to everybody. It's open to, I mean, little kids all the way up to, you know, seniors. And it's a vendor event. And so there's, you know, like home health services, hospice services, lawyers, Tupperware. I mean, everything that you can think of that anybody will want or need, it's going to be there. I think sure. There's 34 vendors.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a pretty big event. There's food trucks. There's a band from 12 to 2. I wish I looked at their name yesterday, too, and I couldn't remember it. But I'll bring that information next week.
All right.
So that's on Saturday, September 23rd, and it starts at 11. And so that's right at the center in the big gym there. And we'll, if you get there, we'll point you in the right direction. And another perk, if you don't have transportation there, Friendly Rider will give free rides that day to anybody. So
Yeah,
that's another huge perk. So there's no excuses not to go.
I was just going to say, yeah, it feels like you're making every path available for people to get there.
Correct.
And have that Celebrate Silver event, like you said, on September 23rd.
Yes.
So right at the Maz. Anything else going on at the Maz? I know swimming lessons was something
You're
kind of talking a little bit about off air.
Yep. So we saw a huge influx of, you know, preschool level 1, level 2, level 3 during the summertime. I mean, a ton of kids on wait lists and wanting to get into those lower levels. And so Olivia, our aquatics rec person, she's here today but won't talk, put together some swimming lessons for the fall. So they're in November. There's one session in November, one session in December, and it works right around the holidays. And registration begins October 1st. So that's only a couple weeks away as well. So kind of put that on the radar. I believe the information is out there, you know, for dates and times. And it is after school, of course. So that might work out better for some families that were busy during the summertime.
Sure. And so I guess if people are interested in registering, how can they do that? Do they call you guys? Do they go online? What's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is just to stop right at the front desk, and they'll have registration forms there. You can pay there. You don't get a spot unless you pay, which is pretty typical. I mean, you can email Olivia or myself, and our information is on the website, and you can register that way, too. It's just not ideal. And all, like I said, all that information is at the front desk, and they're able to answer those questions, too.
All right. Awesome. Anything else going on at the Maslowski Center that you want to let us know about while you're here?
No, I don't think so. Just all the stuff we talked about today is on the website, on the Facebook page, on Instagram. As always, the best way is to give us a call, email us, or come right into the center, 17 5th Street Southwest, right behind the high school.
All right, and when are you guys open so people can come and check you guys out?
We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 6.
We're talking with Lisa Anderson. She is the director of the Maslowski Wellness and Research Center in Wadena. Lisa, great to have you up in studio. I know it's been a couple weeks. We kind of had to do this over the phone, but great to see you again, and hopefully we'll see you again next week and talk about some more busy stuff going on at the Maz.
Sounds good. Thank you.
If you missed any part of this interview, you can find it in its entirety on our website, wadenaradio.com, as well as the KWAD Facebook page.